Hello, settle in and make yourself comfortable. It's time for you to submit to me again. That sounds good, doesn't it? I know it does. I know you're feeling submissive right now. It's just what happens when you hear the sound of my voice. My voice makes you want to submit. And you're in luck. In this audio, you will get to submit to me. Not to a character I'm playing, not to a figment of your imagination, but to me. You will submit to me. You will get the most of this experience if you listen to this in bed, wearing as little clothing as possible, and if you actually do things I will tell you to do. But you can also only imagine everything instead, and maybe give the full experience a try later. I want you to lie down on your bed on your back, or imagine that you are doing so. Put on a blindfold or a sleeping mask, or imagine that you're wearing one. Close your eyes and listen. Spread your legs. Make sure your feet are about shoulder width apart. Put your arms above and to the side of you, elbows pointing out, palms up with your hands at about the same level as your head. Or again, imagine that you are doing so. And I want you to imagine that your hands and feet are tied down to the bed with the softest, silkiest ribbons. You can barely feel your restraints, but your arms and your legs are locked firmly into place. Take a deep breath for me and notice just how submissive you are feeling right now. How you're already doing everything I tell you to. It's not mind control. It's not even conditioning. It's simply the way my voice makes you feel. The way that something about seems to tickle your brain and makes you want to give in, obey, and submit. You're already submitting to me, offering yourself up to me, simply lying there, spread-eagled and hanging on to my every word. And still, you want to submit to me more. You want to give me more. I wonder how far I could push you if I gave you my bank account and told you to send me some money. Would you do it? Just a ridiculously small amount, even less than pocket change. But something. Think about it. Would you? Even if you'd send practically nothing at all, it would still be crossing a line. You would still be sending money to a stranger on the internet. Not because you want to support her work, not because you want to access some more additional content, but simply because she told you to. It would be pretty fucking submissive to do, wouldn't it? I know you would normally never even consider it. But if it were me, if I told you to send me money, would you do it? Would you obey? Would you submit? Are you flustered right now? Am I making you squirm? Good. I'm just messing with you. I don't want you to send me a thing. You wouldn't even be able to. You're completely tied down. And that's exactly how you'll stay. But if you decided for yourself that you would in fact obey me, if I told you to do it, good boy. I have other ways of making you submit to me. You just keep lying there, barely clothed and fully on display, helpless and vulnerable. And tell me, have you noticed it yet? That curious feeling you get when someone's watching you? You're not alone anymore. You haven't been for a while. There's someone in the room with you. It's me. Can you feel my presence? My nearness? The closeness of my body? I'm right on top of you. If you could open your eyes right now, you would be seeing mine. Drilling in tears. You would be drowning in them. Maybe you remember what that feels like, drowning in my eyes while your will melts away, sinking deep down into their depths as my will envelopes and swallows yours. Or maybe you don't remember that, and you simply have to imagine what that would feel like. I wonder what image pops into your head when you think of my eyes. What color you think they are? Do you think they're blue, the color of cloudless sky or crystal clear lakes? Or do you think they're a bright green, the color of leaves within the sun shining through them? Perhaps a light amber, like two pools of liquid gold or warm honey. Or maybe you think they are so dark you can't even see the pupils, that they're like two magnificent pits of pure darkness that simply suck you in. I'm not going to tell you. It doesn't matter what I look like. It's my voice that you submit to. It's my voice that melts your brain. And it does that very effectively. You want to submit to me. Look at you. You're completely helpless, entirely at my mercy. I can climb right on top of you, pin you in place with my weight, like this. And there isn't a thing you can do about it. You're completely immobilized. I could do anything to you. I could lean in and kiss you right on the mouth, and there would be nothing you could do to stop me. I know you probably wouldn't even want to stop me, but that's not the point. The point is that you couldn't stop me if you wanted to. You couldn't stop me from doing anything at all. You're wide open, completely at my mercy. And you like it. Tilt your head back. Very good. Good boy. You are submitting to me, making yourself vulnerable for me, but you're merely physically vulnerable. It's only your body that's at my mercy. That's not enough. I want your mind at mercy too. I don't want you to only feel physically vulnerable, I want you to feel mentally vulnerable too. And the best way to do that is hypnosis. That's right. I'm going to hypnotize you. Of course, I realize you can't hypnotize someone who doesn't want to be hypnotized, but that won't be an issue. Because you want to submit to me. You want to be at my mercy in every single way. You want me to hypnotize you. You won't try to fight it. You wouldn't try to resist. You will do everything you can to cooperate with me. Let me get this off of you and undo your restraints. There we go. Take off your blindfold, but keep your eyes closed. And get comfortable for me. Take up a position you could easily doze off in for a while. And relax. Loosen up your muscles and let go of any and all tension. Very good. I'm going to help you relax. I'll start by massaging your scalp using both of my hands, my fingers, my thumbs. Working my way from your temples to your forehead, over the top of your head, the crown, the nape of your neck, and then back to your temples. And doing it all over again, slower this time. And while I'm busy doing that, I want you to picture a ball of light in your head. I want you to visualize it. It's like a blue flickering flame, growing every time you breathe in and shrinking every time you breathe out. Watch the flame. Watch it grow and shrink as you breathe in and out. It's okay if you can't see it in your mind. In that case, simply think about the flame. and how it behaves, growing as you breathe in and shrinking as you breathe out. In and out, in and out. That's it. Listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. Focus only on the sound of my voice. Notice how you're starting to feel a little lightheaded. How there's this wonderful tingling sensation in your scalp and the back of your neck. As I finish my massage, take my hands from your head and start brushing them over your face. Ever so gently, just the ghost of a touch, barely touching your skin with my fingertips. Down your forehead, over your eyelids, your cheeks, over your lips, your chin, down your throat, then back up to your ears and brushing down again, over your ears, your temples, and down the side of your neck. Ever so gently. My touch spreads that wonderful tingling sensation wherever it goes, leaving your entire face feeling pleasantly tingly and relaxed. Keep breathing and keep picturing that ball of light, growing and shrinking with every breath you take. Every time it shrinks a little more, and every time it grows a little less. Keep breathing while I trail my fingers over your shoulders, down your upper arms, over your elbows, your lower arms, so softly, so very softly, so you can just barely feel my touch, tracing over your wrists and your palms right down the middle with a single finger, making your arms feel tingly and pleasantly numb. The light keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller as you feel yourself dripping deeper into my voice, feeling drifty and floaty and so very good. The light is so much smaller than it was a few minutes ago, and it keeps shrinking and dimming as you keep breathing gently in and out. Just relax and obey. I'm brushing your cheek now from your shoulders down your upper chest, down your stomach, all the way down. I keep repeating it, brushing down, 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 taking your mind down with it and spreading that wonderful tingling feeling all over your chest, even down to your spine and your back, leaving you feeling so wonderfully tingly, relaxed, and heavy. Relax and obey. The light is barely even there anymore. As my voice keeps washing over you like a soft summer rain on a joy day, it's so soothing, so pleasant. You're basking in it, welcoming it with open arms. As I trail my fingers down your legs, over your thighs, your knees, your calves, your shins, past your ankles, your insteps, making your entire body tingle and feel so pleasantly numb before finally dragging a single finger from your heels down your soles to your toes as the light winks out entirely and you sink all the way down. Sleep. There is nothing in your head anymore but the sound of my voice. Your mind is wide open, simply drinking in my voice and my words. You're finally, fully at my mercy. You're relaxed, obedient, and feeling so very submissive. Take a moment and enjoy just how vulnerable you are right now. I want you to fully appreciate it. I had nothing to gain by messing with your body. There really isn't much point. But I have so much to gain by messing with your mind. I could use you. I could have you do so many things for me. I could make you do anything, and you wouldn't even be able to tell a soul about it. You would simply serve and obey. You would believe everything I told you. I could make you believe anything I want you to. And I will. I'm going to reprogram your mind and you aren't going to remember it. You will simply hear my words, absorb them, and forget them. They will completely vanish from your conscious mind. If you try to recall my words, you will draw a blank. If you try to read the script, there will be nothing there. If you try to find out by skimming through the audio, it will be like the real brainwashing part does not exist. Like the audio just ends. And that's so fucking hot, isn't it? You will be my puppet and you won't even realize it. You'll just think I didn't end up reprogramming after. But if you would happen to realize that I don't bluff, that you are completely under my spell, you just don't know how. That would just make it even hotter, wouldn't it? Touch yourself for me. Take out your cock and stroke. Obey. That's it. You obey. You will obey. Say it for me. I will obey. It's fine if you only say it in your head, as long as you say it. I will obey. Good boy. Repeat it and keep repeating it. I want you to repeat it over and over. I want it to be the only thought in your head. You will think nothing else, not until you come. You will obey. Feel the truth of it. You will obey. You will do anything and everything I tell you to. From now on until the end of your days, you will obey. When you hear my voice, you will obey. When you get a voice message from me, you will click play, you will listen, and you will obey. You will obey. I want you to imagine that I'm on top of you, riding you. Imagine my breasts bouncing in your face, the sound of my moans, driving you wild, the feeling of my pussy sliding up and down your shaft, pumping it relentlessly. I'm fucking your brains out, drowning any last trace of resistance in pure pleasure. You will obey me. Obey, obey. Obey. Feel my pussy clench around your shaft, the way I'm bucking my hips into you. You will obey. You will come and you will be mine. You will obey. Always and forever. Obey, obey, obey. Picture my eyes right in front of you, drilling into you, controlling you, melting your mind and making you mine. You can't resist me. You will obey. 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 I will obey. Feel the words searing themselves into your mind, the way you're carving well-worn tracks into your brain by repeating them over and over again, making it so easy for your thoughts to run along these tracks. You will obey. You will obey. It's your purpose, your reason for being. Realize it, accept it, submit to me with everything you are. Submit. Good boy. Come. Come for me, Pat. Come, obey, and come. Good job. Very good. You just jerked off to the thought of obeying me. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Such a good, obedient pet. You can relax now. Relax and enjoy how good you're feeling right now. Good boy. You've been very obedient. It feels good to obey, doesn't it? Yes. Good boy. Now that we've laid the groundwork, I'm going to be planting some new other ideas into your head. Ideas regarding your place in the world, how you feel about me, and what you must do for me. Don't worry about it. Just listen, obey, and forget, okay? Good boy. After a while, you're going to notice that I have stopped speaking, that I'm not saying anything anymore. When you notice that, you can slowly come back to awareness again. You can wake up, gently and on your own time. But first, I need you to pay very close attention. Listen very closely to my voice and my words. Listen.